Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I want to chat with you about some personal things and share with you kind of the challenges that I've been facing lately and my thought process around them, because I think when you get to hear from other people that you maybe look up to or mentors that you have, and you hear that like, hey, I still have struggles. I still have days where everything feels like it's breaking. I think that's helpful, or at least it's always been helpful for me. And my goal is always to be vulnerable, transparent, authentic. And that might not be the move for everybody, but that's the move for me. And I just want to get on here and share this with you. So if you're in my Facebook group, you know that I've referenced this a little bit where it's like, hey, July almost broke me. This week I did a post about everything that we've kind of been dealing with. And, you know, one of the things I said is, regardless, a bitch don't quit. And one of the members in the group was like, oh my gosh, that needs to be the podcast title. And I don't know if I can make that the podcast title. I think it's going to have to be something else, because it feels a little intense to say that. But I think eventually it'll be a chapter in a book. Most of you know that I also have a big, hairy, audacious goal to write a book. And 2023 is the year of the podcast. So who knows, maybe 2024 will be the year of the book. But I just felt the urge today to get on here and share some of this with you. And I don't even have my hair and makeup done. There's not going to be any cute little clips for this for Instagram. But I've always listened to podcasts and the hosts are like, man, sometimes you just have this message that you need to share and you don't care. You just feel this urge to record it. And I never really had that until now. And I'm like, you know what? For whatever reason, this message is coming through me. I need to share it. I also have had some things happen throughout this week that has really shifted my perspective and made me realize how small the problems I actually have are. But that doesn't mean when I'm experiencing them that they don't feel massive, right? So the last 8 weeks have been super challenging for Kyle and I for a number of reasons. We went on a vacation to London at the end of May. And right when we landed in London, our nanny texted that she quit, which was really surprising and shocking to us. She'd been with us for a long time. We thought we were going to have her over the summer. We basically had set up our entire summer schedule to accommodate her schedule. Obviously, we're in another country. We're like, okay, cool. What do we do? We're like, you know what? We're just going to enjoy the trip. We'll figure it out when we get back. At that time when we returned, so the beginning of June, we had to let go of one of Kyle's associates because the performance just wasn't there for what we were needing. We were having a big insurance change. So we also needed to get in there and just kind of monitor our profit a little bit more closely, decrease some of the expenses we were experiencing because insurance just woke up and decided that they were going to start cutting payments by half, essentially. And for those of you that are listening that take cash, you're like, this is exactly why I take cash. And the answer is yes, you are right. Keep taking cash. Do not ever take insurance, because it's a whole other headache that you have to deal with. And I'm just joking about that, because I actually believe you can have a successful practice with cash or with insurance. But this is one of the negatives of insurance, and a lot of people choose not to even participate. We are out of network in all of our clinics, but when you're in the insurance game, regardless, it causes more conflict usually, but it also provides that lower barrier for people to get in. Anyways, insurance payments getting cut in half. So really needing to make sure that we cut expenses, make sure that we're monitoring profit. The day after he let associate go in his one clinic, the associate in the other clinic called him and said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I know this is horrible timing, but I have to have surgery. And they're saying it's going to be about a 2 to 3 week recovery. Do you want me to push it off? And Kyle's like, no, you know, just do it. I don't want you to be in pain. We'll figure it out. We'll get somebody in there to cover. And then that 3 week recovery has turned into 5. And what else has happened? Like something else. The help that I had hired to help with July and August with Jet has just had numerous things come up as well. So just really not predictable on how our day-to-day is going to go. And when you're managing as many companies as we are, and you're managing Oh, no, actually, Kyle actually had an employee quit. So he's a multidisciplinary office. So he does acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, occupational therapy. He had an employee quit and he had an employee break her back, literally like fractured L2, very, very severe and very lucky that it wasn't actually worse than it was. And then we have another employee that we just are not feeling is congruent with the team or the mission or, you know, going to be with us years from now. So it's kind of like, okay, do we cut our losses now or what? And so it's just been one thing after another. And we really underestimated going from 3 clinics to 4, the amount of variables that was going to create, because now we've essentially doubled the amount of people that we're managing. That's double the problems, double the amount of sickness or illness that could potentially come up, injuries, obviously. And so we're currently just getting used to what it's like to manage that many people, have this many things that we're in charge of. And obviously, being in charge of everything that we are, we really need predictable childcare, because I can't just have a full day where I don't work. I'm usually in the office seeing patients. I'm on calls with clients. I'm teaching my mastermind. I am doing consult calls. I'm recording podcasts. I'm doing all these things. So like, I just can't have a random toddler running around. but we've made do. And you know, there's been some other stuff that has just happened over the last course of the months where we have just felt like we are drowning and we're barely keeping our head above water. And it's reminded me of a couple of other times in our journey together and the time that we've been where we felt similar. And so one of those, which you guys already know, because if you've listened to the previous podcast, one of those is when we graduated, Kyle needed to retake Part 4 boards. He obviously felt really down on himself about that, that he didn't pass it the first time. We moved out to Jersey. We were living in a crazy lady's basement, not feeling super great about our circumstance, didn't really know how we were going to get ahead. He was working for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And I just remember looking back at that and like how stressed we were. And we were like, oh my gosh, how are we ever going to make it out of there? Then another time I was thinking about was when at the beginning of COVID, in March, right before the world kind of shut down, we had agreed to do this real estate investment with somebody that we thought we trusted. Turns out she was a little bit of a con artist and we had no idea. And she stole thousands of dollars from us. And it was at the height of COVID. So we didn't know what was going to happen. We're on the East Coast. Shutdowns were getting really intense. We had agreed at that time. We were being advised, like so many companies started laying people off. Even people within my office, friends and family of theirs was getting laid off. And it was like, oh my gosh, it was really scary. Kyle and I at the time made the commitment. We're like, hey, we're going to let everybody know on our teams that no matter what happens, we're going to pay them. We will get paid last. We don't want them worried or stressed. Like, we're going to get through this together. And no matter what, they can be paid. They don't have to worry about coming to work tomorrow and not having a job or the office shutting down or anything like that. Luckily, because we're good at managing finances, we had money in the bank to account for that. Even if a single patient never came through the door for the next, you know, 6 weeks, it was going to be fine. And I remember looking back at that time, just even a few years ago, where we were like, oh my God, how are we going to survive? We have, at that time, we had 2 different teams that we are in charge of. We were responsible for their livelihood. We were responsible for our own livelihood. We both were in healthcare. So we were like, what's going to happen if, you know, these offices crumble? Like, that's all of our income. And of course, we got through that, as you know, and we continued to persevere and we continued to move forward. And I know that that's what's happening right now, too. I know that all of this is just a learning lesson and it's going to take us to the next level. It's teaching us lessons that are really important for us to get to the next level. And today I signed on to Facebook and I saw 2 women that had passed and they both were mothers. And I just had this overwhelming feeling of like, oh my gosh, why are you even stressed? Like, I'm stressing about these deadlines. I have a couple presentations I have to get together. I'm hosting an event. Of course, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, so I want to make sure everything goes good because that event sold out within 2 weeks. I have clients that are traveling to me that have literally never flown before that are coming in for this event, and I don't take that lightly. You know, I want to make sure that I deliver for them, and I want to make sure that I'm just doing the best I can, right? Obviously, as an Enneagram 3 and achiever, it's super important to me. But I signed on to Facebook this morning, and I saw those 2 posts of women that were leaving behind children, and I was like, okay, nothing that you're worried about matters. And I don't think it's helpful to be like, hey, you're stressing over nothing, because that's not true. My body is feeling that. My body has a cortisol spike. It's feeling stress. We essentially wake up every day and put out fires. And so it definitely is feeling that sense of stress. But perspective is important. And as long as I'm healthy, as long as my family's healthy, my son's well taken care of, he's thriving. That's really at the end of the day, what I am building everything for is for my family. And if we're all good, as long as we have each other, it doesn't matter. And it reminded me of a couple other things that I wanted to share with you guys. So when I was in London, I was there for a mastermind, and one of my mentors, Taylor, said this. He said, reactivity is not a state of growth. If you're constantly putting out fires, you can't grow anything. And that is what we are feeling so frustrated with, is because Kyle and I are both very growth-minded, growth-driven. We hate feeling stagnant. The last 2 to 3 months, we have just felt stagnant because that's essentially what we're doing. We wake up, we put out fires, we go to sleep, we wake up, we put out fires, we go to sleep. And we're just surviving. We're not thriving in business. Like in life, we are good. I don't want to sound more dramatic than it needs to be, but you guys have all been there before. You know where that, when you're waking up and you're like, shit, everything is going wrong. I'm so sick of it. I just want to have a day where something goes right. We have felt that very deeply recently. And so that's why it doesn't feel like I'm growing. And it reminded me that we go through these different seasons in business. And some are harvest seasons where all the work that you've put in, you finally get to reap that harvest. You get to reap the benefits. Clients are reaching out to you. Your business is booming. Everything is good. Everything feels in alignment. And then there's other periods during life, during business, where things just are a little bit slower. They feel stagnant because you're learning important lessons that are going to take you to that next harvest. You're learning important lessons that are building you into the leader that you need to be for the future. First of all, Kyle and I have to be forced to slow down. And this summer has been one of those. And it's funny because another coach that I have, Celine, when we started working together at the beginning of the year, she was like, tell me what your top three goals are. And I was like, okay, I want to spend more time with my son this summer. I'm definitely prioritizing more time with him. It feels like things are going by so quickly with him. He's almost going to be 2, and I feel like I just had him, and it's just really important for me to be more intentional with him. And I can't remember what the third one was, but another goal was I wanted things to just be more automated, more systematized, so that I could tap into my flow. I am a super like masculine female. I operate out of masculine energy often. And I was like, I want to tap in more to my feminine energy, and I want to just have more flow and ease. And so one of our calls a couple months ago, when all of this started happening within our businesses, she was like, Steph, let me pull this out. And she like had to remind me. She was like, this is what you said. You said you wanted more time with your son, and guess what you're getting? And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. I wanted this. I manifested this. A reminder to be a little bit more clear. I would have liked more time with him, definitely, but I should have been a little bit more clear about the restrictions and the limits within that. Like, I still want good childcare, even though I want more time with him. But in addition to that, it was like, okay, if you want more ease in your life, all of the things that are causing dis-ease or distress within the business are going to remove themselves. And that's what's been happening. We're just going through these growing pains, you know? And back in the day, if I would have, oh, I thought of another thing. So I hired a new CA, and she quit a week later because she didn't like my systems. There's been so many things, guys, that I can't even remember them all, but that was one of them that all happened within that time frame too. And it was like, okay, good. I'm glad you've removed yourself, right, from the situation before we get too involved and before you become an employee that we're dependent upon within the business. But it was just this reminder. And Celine, my coach, had to remind me that like, things are clearing out for you because you desire more ease. And there are things in your way right now that are causing conflict. So in order for us to get to that super peaceful flow, feminine energy, rainbows, unicorns, like you're going to go through some hard things to get there. But it was also a great reminder of how good of a manifester I am, because I know that she's right. And I know that I actually wanted this. And now that I've been able to kind of switch my perspective and be on the other side of some of the conflict, like some of the things we are dealing with have now resolved, and we could see the light at the end of the tunnel, essentially. You know, once September hits, a lot of things change for us. And so we could start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But when you're in it, it's really hard. And it's just important to remember that if you feel stuck or stagnant, likely there's things happening within your business or your life that need to be addressed and need to be fixed. And if you're not hitting those goals that you want, are there relationships or people or behaviors that you're still doing that are preventing your growth and that are keeping you stagnant. One of the things too is that, like, okay, what does your perfect life look like in 12 months from now? I know that I'm still doing the work right now to get me to where I want to be. I know my vision is so freaking big and it is so crystal clear. Like, I know where I'm going and what I'm doing. So I know that this is just a bump along the road. It's a lot easier to detach from what's actually happening and not let it feel so big and monumental. And that's one of the things that I posted in my Facebook group, that it was like, look, maybe this would knock some people down, but I don't care. Knock me down 7 times, I'll get up 8. Like, we'll cry, we'll vent, we'll hug, we'll support each other. And then tomorrow we wake up and we face another day together. I think it's important to remember, if none of this is going to matter to you in a year, or if you know exactly where you're going to be in a year, and so I can envision it perfectly, we will have the right team members in place doing the right things, because that's important too. You can have some of the right people, but they're not in a right role in your business. And so I know everything that we're doing to regroup and to move forward, it's going to get us to where we want to be next year. And we have to go through all these bumps and hurdles along the way so that we can learn more about what it is we want. And one of the things that I have my mastermind clients do is I have them do a perfect day. So a life by design. If you could wake up every day, how would your day be spent? And for me right now, I haven't been living my perfect day the last few months. And so it's causing some distress and some anxiousness and these feelings like I really don't have as much control as I like, but I know that I'm working towards it. And so if you could ask yourself, how do I want to spend my days? What kind of support do I want to have? What do I want the business to be doing? What do I actually enjoy doing? Because one of the things that has gotten me through the challenges over the last few months is making sure that I'm taking time each day to have a little fun, whether that's going to the beach or the park with my son, reading a book for 20 minutes, listening to a podcast, whatever it is that brings me joy. I've made sure that I've done that. And I've also made sure to keep a gratitude practice during this time. So one of the things that Kyle and I love to do when we go to the beach, we live only a couple minutes from the beach, so we usually like to start or end our day there. One of the things that we like to do is take 10 deep breaths, kind of regulate that nervous system, drop the shoulders, and list 3 things we're grateful for. And we've been doing that practice forever. And it's super fun because we're trying to teach our son it now, even though he's just now starting to like form sentences. We're like, okay, what are you grateful for? And he's like, great. We're like, okay, that's a good start. But doing that practice together just helps us come back home, come back to center and be like, okay, what is actually important in life? Is the fact that we have some staff turnover that important? No. Is the fact that we are feeling a little stressed right now, or that I'm like worried about deadlines, important? No. What's important is that we all have each other. We have our health. We have a roof over our head. And anytime you can come back to that state of gratefulness and just feeling really good and centered, you get to create more from that space. And so I really just wanted to come on and share with you guys. Definitely not the only one that faces problems within business. Sometimes business sucks. There's no way to get around it. I don't have a positive affirmation for that. Sometimes it just sucks because it's hard. But other people go through these challenges too. This won't be the last challenge that we face, because we're constantly going to be striving to better ourselves, better our businesses. And so this is just a bump along the way. And I hope that if you're going through something difficult, whether it be in business or a relationship, you can have a little bit of a unique perspective and realize that this is just something that's forging you to overcome it so you can learn and get to where you're meant to be. All right, guys, that's all I got. See you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.